WJBC and WJBC.com. It's time for our Farm to Table segment right now. And our guest is Drew Whelan. Drew, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm going to play your song here in just a minute. You've had a Love Your Nutrients parody video come out. It's pretty good. I've watched it already. Before we play that, though, what about your background, education? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I grew up in Bloomington. Didn't do any farming, but went to school up in Chicago, studied theater, and started helping out a local farmer last year, and moved back, and have been working on the farm for about a year now.
Now, we're going to get into the video a little more here, and of course, it's a song over radio. You won't see the video. Well, your connection to agriculture, as you said, is you have worked on a farm before, correct?
Yeah. So I currently work with a farmer in Colfax.
Okay. Sounds good. And just a little intro to the video. What would you like to tell people what it's about?
So hopefully they'll recognize it as a parody of Justin Bieber's Love Yourself. But it's about how we conserve our nutrients on the farm. Nutrient stewardship is a huge part of kind of what we do. And using, you know, only what we need conserve, you know, not only for our own bottom line, but to limit our environmental impact as well.
All right, we're going to play the song right here. Drew, if you could hang on just a moment. This is Love Your Nutrients.
Reed, come here. Grab your trumpet. Gerald, quit dreaming. We got to do a song about nutrients.
For all the nutrients that I need to apply to help my corn stand up healthy, strong, and high. My only goal is to keep them in the field, to protect our land and to increase my yield. And I apply it with precision, girl. I use the right source with the right rate at the right time in the right place, and I don't wanna obfuse. Skate, 'cause baby, this is just a song, but I think that you should see how I keep all the nutrients where they're supposed to be, like nitrogen in the ground where it belongs, to help my corn grow healthy, tall, and strong. Phosphorus, potassium, oh, they all help fertilize. Soil analysis, it helps me to decide. 'Cause if you knew what nutrients cost, baby, you would know we don't want no loss. And if you think I don't conserve this stuff, maybe you should come and see for yourself. Waterways keep dirt in the field. Filter strips act like green grassy shields. Well, they ain't free, but it's important to me to stop my nutrients from flowing out to sea. 'Cause if you knew what nutrients cost, baby, you would know we don't want no loss. And if you think I don't conserve this stuff, maybe you should come and see for yourself.
Done.
Drew, I love it. That was really good. Yeah, good job on that one. Who's playing the trumpets there?
So that is Reed Thompson and Gerald Thompson, the farmers that I work with.
I know Gerald. I know Gerald well. That's a good. That is a great song. So, what sparked the idea to create a parody here?
I mean, so there's a lot of you know, parody videos out there online, and even some that are related to agriculture already, and so we're kind of, you know, jumping on that bandwagon a little bit, but we just thought it'd be fun and funny, and it's an important message that we wanted to kind of get out to people who don't, you know, have a lot of experience you know, with agriculture, but we wanted to do it in a fun way.
Yeah, so entertainment is one of the main goals of the song. What are some others?
Well, like I sort of mentioned earlier, conservation is super important in modern agriculture, and we wanted to sort of communicate that to the general public that you know, we care about the way that we impact the land, and that there are very specific things that we do to conserve the nutrients that we apply, and to lessen our environmental impact at large.
Yeah, absolutely. And describe the process of making this video. It looked very professional. It's a parody, of course, but what all did this take?
Well, so I, you know, got the idea that maybe it'd be fun to use the Justin Bieber song. You know, a lot of people know it, and it's been popular this year. So just kind of wrote the lyrics. I talked with, you know, other farmers, and as well as some organizations like the Illinois Farm Bureau, to just sort of figure out what exactly, you know, I wanted to say, what were practices that were being used, and kind of what they thought was important to communicate, and sort of settled on the idea of, you know, let's talk about how we conserve the nutrients that we apply. And then after, you know, kind of writing the song, I went ahead and recorded it. And then on a day where we probably should have been doing something else, we we took a few hours and filmed it, and it was really fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, it looks great. Looks great, Drew. Where can people watch the video? How do they find it?
So if you search for Love Your Nutrients on YouTube, it should pop right up. You can also go to farmfreshanswers.org. They should have a link to the video there. And I don't know, maybe you guys will even throw up a link.
I think we can do that.
Love Your Nutrients. Love Your Nutrients on YouTube. That'll get you there, and that'll get you the song that you just heard, and plus a few farmers kind of making fools of themselves, dancing along to it.
Well, it's a great video. It's going to come up on farmfreshanswers.org as well, a place you can find it. Drew Whelan, thank you so much. Tell Gerald I said hello, and thanks for the time today.
Thanks, Gary. I will. Take care.
You bet. 1250 here. That was the Farm to Table segment on WJBC and WJBC.com.